today. The two companies are going to talk about a possible merger of their technology and working together in the future so that some rides you're getting could be done with Ford vehicles. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Or as Brent Weaver said in the State of the City yesterday, the beginning of a new era. He didn't really say that. I just thought I'd paraphrase it.
He didn't use the term ground zero either.
He didn't use ground zero. Nobody uses ground zero like we do. Yeah, speaking of ground zero, we're all going to be out on ground zero, out on the... We're going to be on the streets tomorrow. 7 to 9 o'clock, we are going to be down at Dutch Bros, the one right here on Market Street, right next to the, gosh, let me see, you're going down. It's
the car wash there.
Car wash, corner, yeah. Taco Bell, and it's right behind the recovery center. I mean, we are going to have a full morning, I'm
sure. Watching Reading's Finest go by.
There we go. And while Jake Mangus and Tyler Whitlow are going to be the guest barista, Linda and I, if Linda's up, she is, my goodness, she's last night was up coughing and sneezing. And, you know, I'm just worried about that.
Yeah.
The other thing is when she's up coughing and sneezing, I'm up, not coughing and sneezing, but I'm, you know, what can I do? But one more day, she'll be okay. Anyway, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And by the way, the red flag warning has been rescinded by the National Weather Service. However, fire danger remains high because of very dry conditions. Sunny today, a high right around 90 degrees. Overnight lows, it will be in the 60s for the next few days, dropping a little bit. By Saturday, we could be only into the mid-80s. So we are definitely in a fall pattern right now. Last time we checked, Shasta Lake about 42 feet from the top of the dam. And currently in Reading, we are at 60 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. You know, it's getting to be that time of the year again. You know, if you're using more propane because of the heat in your house and all this. 365-3793. Absolutely fabulous people. A lot of things going on, but the first thing we're going to talk about is Chris Gomez.
Hello.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
He is now doing our news man.
Morning here. News, yes. Yeah,
morning
to,
news.
6 to 7. Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, and he actually leaped at the job.
Said,
you know, because he's been in, Chris, you've been in the business a long time.
Yeah, I started actually in radio back in 2000. So I've been, and I went from being in radio to television. So I've been in broadcast media for almost 18 years now.
You know, you need to run over and get into the record searchlight while we still have a paper.
Right, just get it, just get them all over there.
Well-rounded. Do something.
Cover all media.
You are getting ready to start your new show next Tuesday.
I am. I'm really excited.
Yeah, Tuesday evening.
Yeah, exactly. 6 to 7 p.m. So I kind of own the 6 to 7 hours, don't I? But yeah, I'll be co-hosted with my wife, Jen Gomez, and it's called We're a Little Behind. And what we're going to do is we talk about all things kind of pop culture between movies, books, music, anything that kind of comes to mind. And we just talk about things, but they're a little old because we get a little behind. So people will tell us to, you know, hey, have you watched this? And we're like, no, we haven't seen that. Oh, you haven't watched that movie or you haven't seen that TV show? And then we finally do. And then we're like, well, we want to talk about this, but it's kind of a little old.
Like, you're like a year later.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to hear about Star Trek?
Yeah, we could.
You could.
We could, yeah.
A little behind.
You know what I just...
Hey, have you been watching this guy, William Shatner, in this Star Trek thing? Wow, is this cool? Look, Buzz, and look, George Takei, what a manly guy he is.
Hey, I kid you not, and my wife can attest to this, last night we watched, for the first time ever, Blade Runner.
Oh,
is
my God.
That the original Ridley Scott dystopian vision?
And you know what? There's a director's cut of Blade Runner, which we have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you, it's one of
the Now the new one will make sense when you go see it.
Well, they've already had...
Well, see, I don't really enjoy... It's kind of like this. Lee Marvin did a movie called Point Blank, mm-hmm. where he played a guy that was had done a robbery. He'd been enticed into a robbery with his best friend from the service. And his wife, was there at the end, and so it was right at the beginning. And his best friend turns on him. But his wife had become the lover of his best friend. And so she left with his best friend after the best friend shot him 3 times and left him there.
Oh, wow.
So the movie was him going back and wanting his money back because he survived. And it was just it's a violent movie, but it's Lee Marvin at his very best, Angie Dickinson and all this.
It sounds almost Shakespearean.
And they remade it with Mel Gibson. And Mel Gibson, did a decent job, but after you've seen the first one, the second one is nothing.
What was the title of that movie?
Point Blank.
Oh, okay.
And I see what you're saying. Yeah. And then you say the new Blade Runner. I mean, I'm sure that the special effects are just magnificent.
Well, they've already started screening it. Critics have gotten to see it this week.
Yeah.
And there has been glowing reviews for this movie, which is really good to hear. They're saying that it's living up to even some of the loftiest of...
The new Blade Runner.
The new Blade Runner.
Who did it? Who's the director of it?
Villanova, I believe, is it? Or Villeneuve? Yeah. Ridley Scott, I'm not sure. I think had like some sort of producing thing in it, but... Yeah. They say it holds true, and one critic said it's long and slow, in a good way, because it doesn't.
But you're not going to be able to see it for 4 years,
right? No, that's how we get our. That's how we watch things. Mm-hmm. If there's like sequels coming out, and we're like, the sequel looks good, I want to see. So
see the first.
We'll see the first one first. Yeah, even though it's been like.
Have you seen Alien yet?
No,
you haven't seen Alien yet.
I have not.
Everybody's seen Alien.
Right, so I'll need to watch it, and then we'll
And then you need
it.
To watch Aliens, which, frankly, is one of those examples of a sequel that's, frankly, I thought, better than the first one, even though the first one was magnificent.
Oh, Ridley Scott hit his stride.
The second one was really good. Yeah.
Okay, see, that's
only because they had badass Marines
in it. Marines in it, that's right.
And that's why we think the show's going to go really well.
And no rules of engagement.
Yeah, and that's why we think the show's going to go really well, is because there's always those topics that people get on, like, hey, have you seen this movie? It's classic, it's everything. And if you haven't seen it, people are like, well, let me tell you exactly why this movie's so great. And that's kind of what we do. We're like, let me tell you about this old thing.
I do that sometimes. Well, I do like movies, and our collection, it's kind of like my music. It's mainly older movies.
We are living in Alvin Toffler's world of information overload. We simply cannot process everything. All the data around us.
That's true.
Yeah, and that's true. Led to some problems, I think.
Well,
hopefully this show will remedy some of
those.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so Chris Gomez and Jen Gomez, mm-hmm. his wife, are going to have this show called We're a Little Behind, mm-hmm. and it's gonna premiere next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait. What's the first? Can I ask what the first topic is?
The first topic we actually we've already recorded it, and we joke in there that it is. Kind of a pre-anniversary clip show, because we can kind of just touch. It's a sampler of what to expect. We touch on a lot of topics. We don't just pick like one thing. So,
like fun.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things about TV shows, certain movies, and we cover it in there. So yeah, music. It's a little sampling of everything. We expect the next. Episodes.
Oh, so it's going to be music and everything.
Everything, yeah. Like if we get on a certain subject or a certain topic, it just takes us. And the
one hit wonders. You ought to go for one of those. So those other ones, like
absolutely.
You remember that one by what's her name, Charlene or something? It was called "Never Been to Me."
You remember that one?
Uh-huh. One hit wonder.
Whatever
happened to her?
As a former recovering DJ, I can tell you the list of one hit wonders is just amazing. And you hear a song, and you go, "Whatever happened to that person?" And they're appearing at some distant.
They're at a bar and
they're at a Holiday Inn in Toledo.
A Native American casino. Well, no, that's higher up on the. They're in a Holiday Inn in Toledo.
They're doing county fairs. Yeah.
Well, even county fairs,
Holiday fairs. A like on the way up and then cheesy bars on the way
Montgomery,
down.
The Montgomery, who is it, the singers, the one that was killed?
Oh, Montgomery Gentry.
Gentry. Yeah. We're at a county fair, mm-hmm. and he went up on for a fun ride on a helicopter.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much fun.
Oh, dear.
No.
I don't ride on those things. You know, no offense. No offense to our local helicopter industry.
So Rob Burrows offers you a ride, you're going to politely decline.
Rob Burrows?
Yeah, he's a helo pilot. Didn't you know that?
No.
Yeah, Master Chief is a pilot.
Senior Chief.
Senior Chief, I'm sorry. I keep promoting him.
I know. He keeps going, thank you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
When did you learn how to do that?
A couple of years ago.
Wow. With that death wish of his. Just kidding, Rob. Just kidding. Okay, Chris Gomez, next Tuesday, mm-hmm. 5 days from now, it's going to be the premiere. They're going to be like big lights outside. You're going to come
in. We should,
come in with the red carpet and all
carpet,
that.
The
paparazzi.
Tuxedo, all that.
Oh,
yeah.
Have it all on there.
My wife looks great when she gets her fancy dresses on. So
there you go.
Like
she looks great anyway.
Woo-hoo. Says she's listening right now, so I'll tell her hi.
Hi, hon.
Very tactical of you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take.
I'm not dumb.
No, Chris Gomez is not dumb. We've got a lot of things to talk about, so we'll be right back after these messages.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical, because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
It was a Monday, a day like any other day. I left a small town early afternoon.
Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
A little Foreigner to fire it up.
I'm liking Foreigner. It's not Monday.
Oh, well.
You could use it any day for us, though.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Hey,
I can play September any month.
Any month. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 27th of September that Bob just let get out of control. 60 degrees going up to 91 today. I can't. Wow, what beautiful, beautiful weather. Beautiful weather. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
If it was like this year-round, this town would be a million, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Whether it's a wedding reception, a high school reunions, or how about this? Cool April nights, Colt 45 baseball games. How about the Redding's airports, the Redding Electric Utility, the power plants? What do all these have in common? All what they have in common is that North State Security are the ones that protect them and keep it safe. North State Security locally started here in 1968 by the Beck family. Lance runs it now. Lance Beck runs it right now. And I tell you what, if you're looking for professional assistance in protecting your property where the cops can't be there all the time, North State Security. Why not have them there? Because you know the police will probably not be there because they're just... North State Security has more people on the road, more officers on the road than the police do at any time. Think about that. That's North State Security. 243-0295. I really like these guys, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? They do a lot of stuff.
I have seen them around town for decades.
And you know what? And they've gone... And they're also looking for a few good men and women right now. If you want a career and you want help, and a lot of them have used the North State Security as a stepping stone to law enforcement.
Yeah, make ends meet while they save up for post and all that. Yeah,
and they do. You know, and they get a lot of they go through schools and everything.
They have to have a lot of the same disciplines that any LEO has to have.
Yeah, they do. Okay, now you know this marijuana thing. It's not. You know what? I kind of look at it like this. Oh, marijuana with this murder we've had. And what the marijuana was maybe a symptom of it. But we had two bad guys here, two young bad guys.
Oh, we have a lot.
And you see
a
photo. You see a photo of one of them, and he's in his football gear. He's just loving that. This is the one that if he got shot by somebody, they would. If a policeman had shot him, you know, like say the guy had a gun. What if the guy had pulled a gun on the policeman? You know, shoots him. The photo you would have seen would have been that one in that football uniform. I'm just
like an all-American kid.
Good-looking kid. You know, I mean, okay, wow, what happened? Because then he was like 17, so now he's like 20 or 21. What happened in those 4 years?
Oh, yeah, he's flashing the gang signs and looking all bad.
And then the other guy was, you know, looking down his nose at the camera like, I'm really bad. Well, you know, guess what? You shot another 19-year-old, another unarmed 19-year-old and killed him. And plus you've got other things on your record there, but you shot another 19-year-old. You were allegedly shot another 19-year-old. A 19-year-old over marijuana, stealing things. The whole thing between the robbery at the TA truck stop. Maybe we should do away with the truck stop. There's robberies going on out there. Well, let's just do away with that. No. Oh, it's a gun. He used a gun. Do away with guns. No. Because the guy would have had a knife.
This is the folly of legalizing tax, that all problems will instantly vanish the minute we make recreational use legal. Because if you tax it, does anybody not remember the era of the cigarette boat and the smuggling of untaxed cigarettes? And it was a huge mob business.
How did Joseph Kennedy make his money?
Yeah.
He was a smuggler.
Smuggled cigarettes.
Joseph Kennedy the senior. He was smuggling booze.
Booze, yeah.
They were smuggling booze in.
And that's the other argument that just falls on some very deaf ears with me, that, well, it's no different than alcohol or tobacco, and those are legal. I'm sorry, there are, as far as the alcohol thing goes, I don't want that many more messed up people driving vehicles.
We have enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. State of the city. State of the city. We're doing okay. We have some problems. We have to be more positive. Jake's a great guy. Jake is just, he's the apple didn't fall far from the tree there. And so Jake is saying, instead of when I hit Facebook or social media, I want to see people talking about fly fishing and not the opiate epidemic. Well, can you talk about both? But he's right in that way. And Brent Weaver's showing, hey, look, you know, these are things we're trying to do. We're trying to be more, have a better communications plan with the public. Well, let me tell you, one of the things you can do is move the public comment back up to the front. It is an indicator that you're willing to do that. You're willing to try. You know, and if you get jerks up there that say things, you just say, hey, I'm sorry, but that has nothing. You know what? You've got a right to say things, but you're attacking people. And that is uncalled for. So get off the dais. I'm just turning you off. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, that policeman over there is going to move you off. You can speak, but you can't attack. You cannot make personal attacks on people. That is just crap. Same thing here. You want to call in and say, ask hard questions and say things like, I do not agree with what you're doing, and blah, 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 blah. But as soon as you go in there and you make it a personal attack, we have a problem. That shouldn't happen. But they still should have the city. You should be able to do your public commentary at the beginning of the city council.
Yeah.
You know, and when they don't.
It was a big thing when they moved. I remember when they moved it originally to the front.
And I don't understand why are they so stupid? You know what? The city council, they are not stupid. They're not. They're bright people. Why do they keep it back there? Oh, well, some people are mean. You know what? Life's mean. Trust me, Kristen. People are coming after you in the sense of politically.
And I will admit that it sometimes commenters get a little over the top. I will be the first to admit that.
You need to spank their face, not the whole town. Yeah. You need to roll up the newspaper, smack them on the nose, and just say, you will not make personal attacks.
You're entitled to your opinion.
You will not make personal attacks.
Yeah.
There's the rule. No personal attacks. If you make a personal attack, boom, you're off, your microphone's off, and that policeman is going to take you off the dais. What are my First Amendment rights? Here's the rules. You can't make personal attacks. Say anything you want. Say that I think your decisions are stupid. I'm okay with that.
But don't make it personal.
You know, the decisions of this city council is wrong. It's stupid. You know, it's almost criminal. And if it's criminal, I'll tell you how it's criminal. And then just tell me how it's criminal. Don't tell me that I'm a criminal.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's a distinction there. And just like
there is a distinction.
Antifa and any of these outfits, there's a difference between disagreeing and trying to overwhelm and bully the other person out into silence.
There's this woman that writes on the, makes comments. She always does. She doesn't even live here. I don't even know if she even lives in California anymore. She used to live here. Patricia! And,
yes.
And so she writes, and I swear, I mean, the thousands of murders by the Trump people. What thousands of murders are we talking about there of the Trump people? What thousands of murders since he's been president? He's only been in there 8 months. What about these thousands? Are you talking about since he's been president, or just all the white racists are out there? You know, the billions of blows out there that are killing people. Don't get me started on this, because I'm reading these. I don't comment, except one time I went back when she was using statistics that were wrong. And I went back and I said, you might want to check your statistics, you know, and I gave a link.
To quote Mark Twain.
Things have changed a lot.
There are lies, damn lies, and
statistics. All right, enough of that. Bethel Campus, a $96 million investment by Bethel into the community was unanimously approved by the Planning Commission. It includes a $10 million road improvement for the campus. And you had, of course, both sides there. Joe Comente, who is a far-seeing, a guy that knows construction, he knows business, and he knows the good things, comes in and says, this is going to be an outstanding example of business here, of construction, of housing, and all these things. And a policeman that lives in the area said, you know what? Our housing values are going to go up. The roads are going to be better. And with all the new people there, you know, it's going to push other people that may be there out of the, you know, the ones that are walking the streets like the Walking Dead.
It's interesting that for some people in this town, a very vocal group, the minute you mention Bethel, McConnell, et cetera, the eyes close and the hands go over the ears. Have you noticed that?
Let me tell you, we've got Shannon Phillips is on today. the operations officer of McConnell Foundation, is on today. It's the first time she's been on. So you've got one. You want a chance to ask questions. Here's a chance to do it. Hey, we're going to take a break in the this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Started in Red Bluff, but they've got two, you know, they're local guys around here, local people if you're in the North State. And they have one, of course, one bank there and two right here in Reading. One, the newest one is at 1845 California Street. The newest branch is open. It's just south of Jack's. Everybody knows and the world knows where Jack's is. But if you don't, it's on Market Street at 1845. We have a lot of new people that go, Jack's. And here's a chance to go in, see the new branch, talk to the people there, see why you should do your banking business there, and invite you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Nice thing to say. Cornerstone Bank. Hey, we'll be right back.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Shasta College Agriculture, Natural Resources, Horticulture, and Equipment Operations invite you to their annual fall showcase and fundraiser, Harvest Fest, Saturday, October 7th at the Ross Ranch, adjacent to Shasta College. Starting at 4 p.m., you and your family can tour the Shasta College farm in a draft horse-pulled wagon while hearing about various projects taking place on the farm, as well as learn what some of the students have been learning on the farm during the past year. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. under the Big Tent with delicious locally grown food, Shasta College raised chicken and roast pig, beer and wine, live dancing with the Billies, as well as silent and live auctions. All proceeds from this fun family event will directly benefit Shasta College Ag and Natural Resources students. Tickets can be purchased in advance for $35 per person or at the door for $40 per person. Purchase tickets from Shasta College Agriculture and Natural Resources faculty and students or online from Eventbrite.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X-Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving themselves ready to work day after day under all kinds of conditions. Ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget? Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
Reading Dutch Brothers owners Chris and Aaron Resner.
Caffeinate for a Cause is an idea born out of wanting to create a fun fundraiser that included members of our community collaborating with Turtle Bay, not just serving great cups of coffee.
It's September 28th from 7 to 9 a.m. and then from 2 to 4 p.m. at all of the Reading and Anderson locations. And a dollar from every drink is going to go to Turtle Bay. And then also all of the tips that celebrity baristas bring in.
Caffeinate for a Cause with Turtle Bay and Dutch Brothers this Thursday, September 28th.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 27th of September. It's 60 degrees. It's going up to 91 today. Is that going to be great? It's not going to be too hot. It's going to be beautiful. Just want to tell everybody is that all the feral pigs in there, you're still going to be safe. Ted and I are going hunting. You really would be safe, but no, we're not going to be hunting today.
Brenda said she was listening to that story on the way to work yesterday. It was just about drove off the road. She was laughing so hard because she knows you both and was just visualizing
what, we might as well be hunting, dragons for as good as we do out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hawaiian's Heating and Air, which gosh, does so much better than we do. They know what they're doing. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business for a quarter of a century. Voted best in the North State. These guys are really, really good. A veteran-owned business. They can handle any type of heating or cooling system. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You'd be sorry if you went to anybody else. These guys are that good. I'm sitting here with, we're going to talk about the Liberty Fest. I'm here with Clayton Raposa and Brittany Cogne.
Right?
Get in here close. Give us that voice.
Hi.
I know. Get in closer. Come on. There you go. Now, hi.
Hi. How is everybody?
You're supposed to go, hi, y'all.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
That's right. And why? Because you two are also reenactors, right?
Yes.
At some point, we'll talk about it, but Brittany says, yeah, I fought and died 6 times this weekend. They had a big kids' day or something.
Yeah, we had about 710 kids come on out for our school day that we put on for the Civil War reenactors. We put on an event down in Marysville this last weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It sounded like fun. You said you fought and died 6 times. Okay. What about Clayton? You're in the same thing, right?
Yes. I am. I'm actually the Confederate Brigade Commander, so I lead the Confederate forces valiantly into battle.
Well, you know what? People don't realize is back in those days, their generals and their colonels led their battles. I mean, they were right up front.
Right. The colonel and the major was in front of the brigade. The captains and lieutenants and other officers stood behind the brigade.
Yeah.
So you literally had to lead your men into
That's
battle.
Right. And if you ever read the book The Killer Angels, I don't know if you've read that. I'm sure you have. But the other thing, too, is in the Battle of Franklin, you may have already researched this, but in the Battle of Franklin in Tennessee, at one time in this house, they had 5 dead generals laying on the porch, Union and Confederate.
Yeah, that wasn't uncommon.
No, it wasn't uncommon back then. Okay. But that's not what you're here for. But I want people to hear, these are people that value their history and value the true history of this. But you're here to talk about
Here to talk about the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest that's coming up on October 7th in Anderson River Park. And it's going to be down at the amphitheater area back in the back of the park. And it's going to go from noon until 8 p.m.
Okay. And what's going to happen there?
Oh, all sorts of things are going to be happening there. We have 9 bands. We've actually had to...
9 bands.
9 bands.
You got 2 stages going there.
Yeah, we had to build a secondary stage. We're just going to, we have to build one in order to accommodate all the bands that wanted to come out and play. So I didn't want to... I've actually had to turn several bands away now. They keep coming into me. I just don't have any more room.
But we are going to be having Odessa Band come on out and play for us. They're going to be our headliners. And the headliners for our second stage is going to be a band called Motor City Riot. They're actually pretty big around here.
It's okay with me. Now, are these headbangers, or they're just...
The music type is in the morning. We're going to have a much more country feel. Like I've got starting out with the Black Mountain Bandits, who are from Siskiyou County.
The Black Mountain Bandits. What a great name.
Yeah, they're great. They're full country and a little bit of rockabilly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And after them is Derailed, which is like a 80s, 90s. Rock and roll.
I wasn't sure what that was, if it was Derailed or Dracula. I couldn't tell if that was kind of a dark... No, Derailed. Okay. Hey, you know what? This is going to be... What is this about, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest?
It's...
Even though it sounds kind of self-explanatory.
It's... I'm trying to put together just basically a 1950s-esque backyard or neighborhood festival with local food and... we have 25 vendors signed up right now, but
we're going to be having some carnival games out there for the kids to come play. The typical ring toss and Reading Balloons is going to be providing a couple games as well. I believe one of them is an Angry Birds style game, which is going to be fun. We're going to have pumpkin painting. We're also going to have Laser Recon is coming on out with their big blow up tanks, and we're going to have a laser tag section for the kids to come play.
For the kids.
Well, for everybody, but, you know, we're
and
trying.
And for you, Carl.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So you just want, what, this is just, is it a fundraiser?
It's free to the public, and certain carnival games, funds will be going to the CFR, which is the Citizens for Fair Representation, and they're the nonprofit I'm partnering with them and the Anderson Rotary, and Baron Browning, the mayor of Anderson, is actually coming out to serve the alcohol for us, the beer and wine.
Yeah, alcohol is being provided by the Anderson Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
You've got food.
I do have food. We got Good Times Pizza from Palisadro, and the American Barbecue from Cottonwood is coming out. And many of you may have seen American Barbecue at the food truck, the food truck expose that's happening in Anderson every weekend that Todd Franklin's putting on.
Todd's going for it.
Mm-hmm. So he's out there. So if you're curious what he's going to taste like, he's out there. And the Junior Hornets Cheer Squad is going to be providing nachos and cotton candy, popcorn, and snow cones.
Okay, and there's going to be speeches?
There are going to be special speakers. We have Baron Browning's going to kick off the music at 2 o'clock. And we'll have, after him, a couple bands are going to play. And then Aaron Reznor, who's running for Reading City Council, she's going to be speaking.
Uh-huh.
After her, Melissa Hunt will come up. She's running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
That's correct.
And then we'll have Mark Baird come up. And he's just a concerned local citizen who's also working to raise funds for the Citizens for Fair Representation.
And by the way, the Citizens for Fair Representation are the ones that have brought a lawsuit against the state of California because of representation to more fairly represent, all of California. It's not Northern California. It's all of California.
Yeah.
They're saying, the way it's set up right now with one assemblyman for, 13 counties up here.
It's one senator for every million people is how it's divided up. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to change. We're just trying to increase the number of representatives all around for everybody. Increase the number of senators so that there's one senator per county. That way rural counties are represented. And then increase the number of assemblymen as well. Because one assemblyman for 500,000 people isn't enough.
And but on this type of thing too, then the other side of this is, and I think the argument was from the state was, well, nobody's well represented. It's not just them, and that's the idea. Well, yeah. So I mean, but then the question is how many representatives do you need? Do you need 300 representatives?
Well, we
what
wanna,
a scary thought that is.
We want to shoot for the national average, and what it is it's not so many how many representatives. It's how many people does each representative represent.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be somewhere in the middle. Right now, California's number 50 out of 50. We're by far the worst. Texas is the second worst, and they have one assemblyman for right around 150,000, 200,000 people. So,
wow.
They are
five times the number of representatives than we have.
Yeah, and they only meet once every other year.
Yeah, so
their assembly does.
They're even better represented than we are. So we'd like to shoot for somewhere around the national average, which is about one for every 40 to 80,000, but it's a negotiation process.
Wow, that would bring another 300 or 400. Why can't, it would be nice if we could just come back to one senator per county.
Well, that's also in the lawsuit. That's the other half of it. We have, I believe, 57 or 58 counties in California, and each one needs a senator.
And if we did, and here's the thing, well, wait a minute, this county's got 2 million people in it, and your county up here has 189,000. Why should they vote the same? Well, just for this reason is then they're going to have to work together to get something passed.
And the population, that's what we have an assembly for. Is so that the population areas, the heavier population areas, are represented heavier in the assembly. Yeah. You have more assemblymen for Los Angeles than you do
balance.
For Redding.
This whole thing makes sense. I'm really glad to see young people are involved in this because, frankly, the whole thing, it's dumping into your laps. And we haven't done, we haven't done that well in making sure this works. I say we. I mean Democrats.
Actually, the CFR
Republicans.
The CFR has been appealing to quite a few of my Democrat and liberal friends. You know, we would if we had more assemblymen and more senators. A lot of them are going to be Democrats in
absolutely.
The state of California.
Absolutely, but the thing is where and then if you have the representation, and you know, and this is the way it happens, at least you've had a fighting chance at it. Right. Brian Daly, who's you know a friend, but also just a fine representative we have up here, reaches across the aisle and all this. It's still, no matter how good he is, he's just one vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and with the idea of the senators, this I really like the idea of one senator per county. That really, I think, would lead to bipartisanship. Because
yeah.
there'd be enough that you can't, sorry, you can't pass that. You're not going to get your two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can work something out here together.
That, and it'll also, instead of just being both houses by population and having one house per Senate
yeah.
and having more assemblymen, it's going to bring a lot of those assemblymen out of the major cities and spread them around the suburbs mostly. So we have a lot less unification of thought. Even if they're all Democrats, they're not
That's
the
right.
same kind of Democrat, and they're from
there
different
you
areas.
And you're going to have your liberals, and you're going to have your you know what we're looking for is moderate and main, you know, people that can work both sides together.
Yeah, purple
you know,
politicians.
Purple
yeah.
politicians. Okay. There's a lot of conservatives out there just rolling in their, you know, in their chair right now. But we've got to find a way of working together here in this country. We're just going to tear ourselves apart. This is going to be a great time out there. It's going to be fun. You're not going to have like counter protesters out there for the Liberty Fest.
No, there's.
I don't think so. No, there's nothing out there that's a, you know that.
It's really hard to oppose people just looking for more representation and carnival games.
And carnival games.
It's really hard not to just come out and have a good fun free time.
Yeah, music, good time out there. Some really good people out there, speaking from their heart.
Right.
It's going to be October 7th.
Yeah, it will be October 7th, and I intentionally made it to where you could go out. And you could enjoy yourself, and if you didn't want to donate to anything, the festival's free, the music's free, the vendors are keeping all their own money, so, you know, shop with them. And
this is something to just, you know, if you want to come on out, just have a nice time down at Anderson City Park, October 7th. This is great. I like it.
From noon until 8?
Noon until 8. Mm-hmm. And you are a cutie, by the way.
Why, thank you.
Do you have your, what? Oh, no, I mean, I'm just, you know, you're from yelling and screaming all weekend, you know, with your, in the, I've been out one time for the reenactors out at Hawes Farm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were part
we were there.
Of
that.
Yeah,
when
did.
you set up your camps and everything,
yep.
You had cavalry out there, though.
Yeah, we
that
did.
Time.
They weren't fighting
fires.
Gosh, it
was great. Then. Yeah, it was great. And both sides were out there. And you give such, it's so good historically.
Yeah, they're actually going to come out to the festival. We're going to have the Civil War reenactors out there. And we also have the Iron Maw Legion, which is like barbarians who are at the Renaissance Fair. And we also have the SCA, which are the other Renaissance reenactors.
Where is that? I didn't see that on there. All that stuff's going to be there then, right?
Yeah, it says historical reenactors on
there. Okay, I do. Yeah. I see it right over here in the small print. Okay, you know what? This is a great time to take your kids out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, October. It's going to be nice and crisp. And good. So thank you so much. We're here, of course, with Clayton Raposa and Brittany Cornier, who are really involved in this. And I like young people being involved in things. So I think it's great. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
$100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500 plus weekly drawings. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day. Win 100 grand. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Start your week outright with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Pigskin Party. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Rub on our tailgate buffet. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Reading Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Abtec Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site, and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is, gosh, she is still fighting this, you know, and the young lady that was just here, sore throat, too, so, you know, I'm seeing a lot of people with colds and stuff out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. 8 years in the business, John and Sarah have done a great job. I can't think of another place in town that I would shop for a firearm. Not only that, they have a great class. Seth Stokes teaches concealed carry, women's only classes, all these things there. And Seth teaches a solid class. John Bastiani prides himself in customer service. If you're a novice or an experienced shooter, you're going to be treated all the same there with respect and somebody there to help you. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the famous cow caper. You ready for this?
Cow caper.
The cow caper, right here. Okay, what's one of the problems we have when it comes to fighting crime, buddy? Okay, I'm going to help you with this because no place to put them. That's one. Okay, that's the first thing. The other thing is it's kind of a we don't have enough cops, right?
Yeah.
Not only do we not have enough cops and place to put them, we don't have enough DAs. We don't have enough DAs. DAs are you know swamped. Reading Rancheria has to give $200,000 just to get another DA in there to take care of these property crimes and quality of living cases. Right. Right there. Stephanie Bridget sat right across from me and said, you know, we need more people about this. So this one is a high-profile crime that they jumped right on. It appears Daisy the cow got out of her pasture. She's an escape artist.
Mm-hmm.
People moved in, and they bought a place, and they're trying to, you know, fix it up, and it was kind of, you know, in disrepair. And the fence, so they were trying to fix the fence. Well, Daisy the cow, which, by the way, comes when you call it, got out three or four times. Every time it gets caught, they say your cow's out. They go back and they find the spot where Daisy's getting out, and they fix it. Anyway, somebody complained. The cow's on my property. And it's bothering my dog. Has it caused any damage? No, it hasn't caused any damage. It hasn't hurt anything or hasn't caused any damage. But you know what? I'm tired of the cow coming out. So how would you handle that? How would you handle that there, buddy?
I would try to go have a talk with the neighbor.
Well, no, I'm talking about if you were an official and you were called about this, how would you handle that?
Try to talk to both parties and suggest that the owner up their game.
Okay, here's a fix-it ticket, damn it. Go fix your fences. I don't want to hear anything else about that. Don't make me confiscate your cow.
Yeah.
Instead, he's been arrested. And they said, this is the district attorney's office is spending time on the cow caper. They're spending time on the cow caper. They can't, you know what? They can't put people in jail. They can't even get to them. And there's a DA actually working the cow caper case. And they've offered this guy 2 years probation because his cow got out. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on, DA.
They're going to make room in the state prison system for this guy if he doesn't take the deal?
This guy is, with the escaped cow, needs to be put in jail. Needs to be put in jail. What do you mean you're offering him 2 years probation?
And an ankle monitor for the cow.
Look what he's doing. And then four ankle monitors. Four legs. Come on. Not only that, but you know what? We paint it pink so you can see it when it's trying to escape. Can you believe they're spending time on... And they want to give this guy a two-year probation. Wait a minute. Doesn't that go on your record?
Yeah, this is a law-abiding citizen who, hopefully, it's a misdemeanor, or because if it's a felony, his life is basically screwed.
Okay,
if he's an upstanding citizen.
I mean, the guy who signed the complaint said, "Damn it, I'm tired." Whatever his name was.
Yeah,
and he signs it. No, but he has. But the cow has not caused any damage, and so you know, here's the head of the livestock association in from this whole area in Northern California, he goes, I've never heard of anybody getting arrested for this. I mean, this is kind of like, you know, open range. Now, there was somebody that was killed, you know, with that bull that was out wandering. I understand that. But this cow, like I said, it's not open range. It's the cow finds places and a weak spot in the fence, and they go back and fix it. Now, are they totally blameless? No. I mean, they could have gone out and, you know, maybe checked it and put more stuff in there, or I don't know. But here's the thing. Daisy the cow comes when it's called. It gets out, and they said, it charged my dog. Did it hit the dog? No, it wasn't real serious about it. It just kind of like charged the dog, and the dog's barking at it. All right, cow shouldn't be out there in your yard. I got that, but they're out there in the farm. They aren't downtown.
Yeah.
This is not out there in Texas Springs, where the house is, you know, where you've got where the cow could be swimming in the swimming pools.
And that just astounds me because, you know, I've got deer and bear and mountain lions and everything else that traverse across my property. If one bothers my dog, what am I going to do? Sue the BLM or something?
That's different. But that's different. I think that's different. Because, you know, frankly, that's, you know, the wildlife. You can't sue wildlife. Anyway, man faces criminal charges after his cow. So, if I was a...
KCNR.
And I know that they're listening out there. If people really want to do that, do you really think they should be? I mean, do you really think we should face... Cottonwood man faces criminal charges after cow gets out. In Cottonwood, I don't even think Cottonwood's incorporated, is it? I mean, really, is Cottonwood incorporated? Anyway, the Farrier family bought Clover. Oh, it's Clover and Dandelion.
Okay.
Somebody on the line here?
Yeah, Henry has something to weigh in with.
Henry.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing,
buddy? I think what you ought to do is have the district attorney charge the cow. That's the one that got out and committed an crime.
You know what? You're absolutely right. It's not the owner. The owner's been trying to keep him in. It's that damn cow.
Yeah, the cow should be charged for trespassing.
And you know what? The cow should be like, I think really they should charge the cow like a gallon of milk.
Cow, I'd plead innocent, and then I'd go to court, and boy, would I mess up that courtroom.
They said if had thought the citation was an infraction, like a traffic ticket, he would go into court and pay a fine, which kind of makes sense to me. But he was surprised to learn he faced misdemeanor criminal charges that could result in 6 months to a year in jail.
He didn't do it. The cow did.
The cow did. It wasn't him. You know, it's like
now. Wait a minute. We got drug dealers and other assorted dirt bags who languish for months and months eating on our dime, waiting for their turn to go through the court system, and this guy goes right on in and gets fined.
Well, he hasn't got they've offered him. He's going to court. He said he was offered a deal that included pleading guilty in exchange for 2 years probation.
Well, I think that I would take the cow with me as a witness.
I think so too. Bill Bateman, a senior deputy district attorney, said he didn't have a response to the criticism. He goes, "Hey, wait a minute. Are you using our resources for a cow to punish his crimes? What's happening? I don't know how I should respond to this," really, Bateman said.
Well, you know, I've had cattle in the past, and I was raised pretty much on a ranch over in Nevada, and I've seen cows go under a barbed wire fence. I mean, stick their head down and actually raise that fence and post right out of the ground.
You know what? Now you've got smart cows out there. So, you know, this is not, you know what, frankly, for Mr. Bateman, I you know what, if I was a farmer, I'd say, look, here's clover. You know, you guys got to meet Clover. She's just a little escape artist. Thanks, Henry. Got to run.
You bet. Bye.
You bet. Anyway, Bill Bateman, senior, and this is what else he says. "I don't know how I should respond to that, really," Bateman said. He also said he doesn't know how many cases of stray livestock and animal trespassing his office handles. How about this? How about none? How about not wasting your time on this one and actually going after criminals?
How about putting animal control on this one?
Jeez. Just put a monitor on her. There we go. We'll be right back after with Shannon Phillips.
News brought to you at KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans are rolling out their plan for comprehensive tax reform.
Specifics are still being worked on, but the plan slashes the top corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%. It eliminates the estate tax, simplifies taxes by cutting the number of brackets from 7 to 3, and doubles the standard deduction. Proponents say it'll spur economic growth and job creation. In a somewhat hopeful note, the top Democrat on the Ways and Means Committee says this is the starting point for negotiations.
It's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Firebrand jurist Roy Moore says he's received a call of support from President Trump following his win in the Alabama Republican Senate primary. Moore told a crowd last night in Montgomery, Alabama, he looks forward to working with the president should he be elected in December.
Together we can make America great. We can support the president. Don't let anybody in the press think that because he supported my opponent that I do not support him and support his agenda.
The president had campaigned for Moore's opponent, Luther Strange, but has offered support for Moore in the upcoming general election. There's more bad news on the housing front, and we get a closer look from correspondent Shelley Adler.
Fewer people signed contracts to buy homes in August, marking the fifth decline in the past 6 months. The 2.6% drop continues to show the worsening shortage nationwide of homes being listed for sale. The National Association of Realtors says Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, of course, had a negative impact in the South. That's where pending sales contracts declined almost 8%. Pending sales fell just over 3% in the Northeast, but they were up slightly in the Midwest as well as the West. Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag right now. The Dow is off 16 points. The NASDAQ doing better. It's up by about 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From orphan to the wealthiest man in the world.
I was abandoned, a child without parent.
He opened his heart to God and opened his home to thousands of children in need. Mully, in partnership with Focus on the Family, discover the miraculous true story of how one man gave up earthly riches and became the wealthiest man in the world.
I see the impossible becoming possible.
In cinemas nationwide, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Ford and the ride-hailing company Lyft have announced a partnership aimed at speeding the development of driverless cars. Correspondent Warren Levinson has more.
Ford Motor Company and Lyft announced a partnership with the goal of integrating Ford's autonomous cars with Lyft's ride-hailing software. At first, Ford cars driven by humans will carry Lyft passengers. The companies did not give a time frame for integrating their software. Ford has said it wants to develop a fully driverless car within 4 years. After opening its network this summer to other companies conducting driverless car research, Lyft struck partnerships with General Motors and Waymo, the autonomous car unit of Google. Warren Levinson, New York.
Amazon begins its foray into live streaming of NFL games this week. It happens tomorrow night when it airs a matchup between the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers on its Prime Video service. It's another option to the traditional broadcast on CBS and the NFL Network. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Commerce Department says Canada unfairly subsidized Montreal-based aircraft manufacturer Bombardier and is calling for nearly 220% duty to be slapped on every one of their C-Series planes imported into the United States.
The decision is a victory for Chicago-based aviation giant Boeing, which said Bombardier used the subsidies to sell its C-Series jets at artificially low prices. It's also likely to raise tensions between the United States and Canada, its number one trading partner. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the U.S. values its relationships with Canada, but even the closest allies of the United States must play by the rules.
As Keith Peters reporting, Walmart has its eye on the premium diaper market. As more people are getting automatic shipments from online sellers, the company that owns Babies R Us has filed for bankruptcy. The diapers are part of Walmart's relaunch of its Parents' Choice brand with new products like bedding, baby lotion, and sippy cups. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Redding, where the, you know, where the Renaissance is starting down here. We're part of the arts section down here, and we've got K2 putting new buildings up. We've got new roads coming through here, new sidewalks, new links to the river. We've got it all right here in downtown Redding. Americana Hotel is going to be turned into housing for students and other people instead of the monstrosity it was before. Mm. We have the restaurants down here. This is, it's down. This is a great place to be at right downtown in Redding. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here. And the phone lines are 605-4567. Bob.
It's a sunny day in the neighborhood. High here near 91 today. The winds have dropped off to about 10 miles an hour, so we are out of the red flag warning, but please be very careful with anything flammable. Mostly clear tonight. Low will be in the 60s. That's going to be the trend for the next several days. Temperatures will be trending downwards. We will see right around the 80-degree mark by the time next Monday rolls around. So a definite fall weather pattern as we check the lake level up at Shasta. They are 42 feet, just 42 feet from the top of the dam. Right now in downtown Reading on Market Street, 60 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans, in fact. At Shasta Gas Propane, Chuck and Judy Kinney. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a jewelry designer. They can build it, they can design it, they can get jewels from all over the world. It's a good place to go to. Four Winds Jewelry, this is where Linda hangs out when I'm out hunting. Hunting's getting to be expensive. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4:00.
They call it hunting, not actually bagging.
Well, Ted and I go out, it's called hunting. It's not called shooting. You know, and good thing Linda reminded me to bring my gun last time, you know, when we went out there and hung around. I'm here with Shannon Phillips, who's the operations officer in charge of all types of things out there at McConnell Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. McConnell Foundation, it's on one side you've got people cheering and, and the other side they've got pitchforks and and torches. Why such a diverse opinion? How long have you been with McConnell?
I've been with McConnell 22 years.
Okay, so you've been with it through all of this. And see, my time with McConnell started 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I came in, it was kind of like, oh, God, look at the fireworks, you know, and this kind of stuff. And I thought, who puts that on? Well, the McConnell Foundation. And I went, well, that's kind of cool. And then when you mentioned the McConnell Foundation, you have people just like I said. And I don't know if it's the river. On one side of the river, they're like this, and the other side of the river, they're like that. But why such a dichotomy?
Well, it's a great question. And when I was hired 22 years ago, I was our seventh employee. Today, we have 38 employees. And at that point in time, we were quietly giving away about $2 million a year. Mrs. McConnell was still alive, and our grants would show up on the back section of the front section of the newspaper down in the right-hand corner, you know, McConnell Awards grants to 40 yeah. organizations. We were just a sleepy, quiet little place. We leased a space on Hempstead, and while we were giving away about $2 million a year, Mrs. McConnell was anonymously giving away about $2 million a year as well.
That's what I heard. She had her favorite causes that she would put money into.
She loved to be anonymous. Uh-huh. So the more you didn't know the gift came from her, the better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then as time went on, one of the things that probably I think first of all put us on the map was when Mrs. McConnell built our new headquarters. So our permanent headquarters is located on Shasta View Drive. We have a beautiful facility that we share with the public.
Is. Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think you were there Saturday night.
Lassen yes. Foundation was there out there. And they said, everybody said, oh, last year it was like 104. And so, but this year it was just perfect. And they have the building itself is they've had things from all different types, Women's Fund, all the different types of events out there that you all open up to the public.
So we host several meetings a week, and we're very committed to our meeting room space being complimentary and being a wonderful experience for our visitors. So we build our new facility, which is quite grand, quite wonderful, and quite permanent. So all of a sudden, I think that gave people a sense that, you know, we were here to stay. And along with building our new facility, and in 1995, when Mrs. McConnell passed away, we were the single largest beneficiary of her estate. So our assets grew significantly. And we were able to expand our grant making beyond the kind of quiet $2 million I mentioned earlier. Today we give roughly $15 million away. We serve five counties in Northern California and the countries of Nepal and Laos. We're very fortunate that Mr. and Mrs. McConnell were so simple and general in their bylaws when they established the foundation, because they really gave the current board of directors complete authority and autonomy to decide when and where we want to fund, which is part of why I think people can't always get their arms around us, because we're very visible, we're very present in Reading, but we're doing a lot of work from small responsive grant making to big long-term future thinking.
How big is McConnell Fund? I mean, how big is the sum?
How big are our assets?
Assets, yeah. I mean, I've heard anywhere from $400 million to, you know,
yes,
most of Massachusetts or something like that.
We're over $400 million in assets.
Okay. And so, and $15 million, or is about $15 million a year is given out.
Correct.
Wow. The board of directors.
Board of directors.
Is that a paid position?
It is a compensated position.
Okay.
And our board of directors, we have five. Two of them are in-house. Mm-hmm. Our CEO, John Mancasola, is a board member. And Lee Salter, our former CEO, who is now our director of special projects, is also a board member. In addition, we have Bob Blankenship, former police chief for the mm-hmm. city of Reading. Dorita Domke, former general manager for KRCR. And
and what a nice lady she is.
She's a great lady.
Oh, she's a sweetie. Yep.
And Bill Cox, former owner of Cox Real Estate Consultants. In addition, we have Dick Stemple, who's our director emeritus, and he was a partner in Stemple Weeble House.
Okay. All right. Now, are they the ones that make the decision on where the money goes to?
Yes. And it's interesting because when I speak with grantees and share with them, you know, what we do at the foundation and hear their ideas, The single most important thing is everything we do at the foundation begins with one question. Is it of interest to our board of directors? So our board of directors helps us strategically set the areas of priority for the foundation. And then we, as program staff, are responsible for going out and working with grantees and community members to find the best projects that align with those priorities.
So it's what they're interested in.
Absolutely.
Hoping that they do an all-encompassing look at the community and all this.
Well, you know, jokingly, people will say to me, how do I get on the McConnell Board of Directors? And one thing about our board members, we have longevity. Mm-hmm. Our board members have been with us a long time. Both Dee Domke and Bill Cox had personal relationships. Dee, in her case, with both Carl and Leah McConnell. Bill, in his case, with Dee directly and with Leah. So our board members...
Well, Lee used to be their lawyer, too, right?
And Lee was their lawyer, correct. Right. And John worked for the law firm that also assisted Mrs. McConnell in her estate planning and her real estate transactions.
Okay. Has there been any changes on the board?
Not recently. Our newest board member is Bill Cox. And he's been on board about two terms, so he's
in a term seasoned.
A term is 4 years.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Shannon Phillips, who's the operations officer. Is that right?
I'm vice president of operations.
But there's something else you do too, right?
Program services director. I have the greatest job at the foundation because I get to work with all of our program staff, and I get to work on communications and internal and external.
That's great. You got the staff down there is pretty cool. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. You know, Home Helpers gives you an affordable, compassionate way of taking care of your loved ones for in-home care situations, whether it's short-term, like you get all your teeth worked on and you break your leg at the same time, short-term. You got somebody there to help you. Or if it's long-term, for somebody that needs help, needs long-term care. And the best way to keep them happier and let them be healthier is being in their own home. And this is what Sharon Clark started 10 years ago. Home Helpers. Give her a call, 226-8350. And if there's a veteran in the house, I can tell you, as well as she treats everybody, that veteran's going to get special treatment, too. She's really, really helpful to the veterans community. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 62 degrees right here in Redding, going to 91. We'll be right back after these questions.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Speak Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're going to start all types of rumors here today. Hey, here's your chance. You were looking to buy that electric car, that Tesla, that goes from 0 to 60 in 1 second. Huh? It can. They had a race. They had Ferraris. They had Porsches. They had all these big cars out racing the Tesla. Guess who won? Tesla. Why? Because it goes instantly from zero to all the power going to each wheel, and it just runs like a scared cat. But right now, REU is offering a $1,000 rebate per car electric car you buy, plus $500 for a level 2 charger. All of this from Reading Electric Car Rebate Month, and they've gotten the money from the state through this cap and trade. So if the money still hasn't been spent by the end of the month, they're just going to let it go on. Say you've got a company here in town, and you've got three or four cars your people drive around, you want to buy three or four cars, you get a rebate for each car. REUpower.com, give them a call at 339-7200. By the way, the equivalent of driving that car is $1.08 a gallon, as opposed to what you're paying now. I think I just paid $2.89 a gallon, and that's why I was kind of looking around town to find a cheaper place. Okay, we're here with Shannon Phillips, who is the VP of Operations over at McConnell Foundation. We found out that the McConnell Foundation overall worth, as far as the and the money side, is like over $400 million, north of $400 million. They give out $15 million a year in grants, and that covers a variety of things, plus Nepal and Laos.
Correct.
What do you do with in Nepal and Laos?
Well, in Nepal, we started funding there a long time ago. We first were entertaining the idea.
Was this something that Mrs. McConnell got into, or was this something...
In 1998, our board of directors attended a Council on Foundations meeting where the president of the World Bank was a speaker, and he challenged all foundations, large and small, to consider giving a little bit of money in emerging third world countries. We came back, our five directors talked about the idea. At that point in time, four of them were Rotarians, and they understood kind of the international polio and other efforts around the world. Something resonated with them about global work. But at that point in time, it was pretty much, where would we start? Would we go to Mexico because it borders California? Would we take out a map and do some research and just, you know, kind of see where we think we fit? So while we were having that conversation, Lee went on a trekking trip to Nepal with Jean Greenwell, who was a former CPA here in Reading. And on that trekking trip, he met a woman from San Francisco who spends half of her time in Nepal running an orphanage. And she was delightful and enlightening about what it takes to be an international funder. She gave us lots of tips and lots of advice. And so we had a staff person that was then given the autonomy to research countries, and Nepal ended up being on the list as a potential. At that point in time, it was one of our poorest nations, and geographically it had similarities to California and Northern California specifically, and their needs were great. So the board decided to start there, start small. If we were successful, we could stay, and if we weren't, we could exit. And we've had great success there. So we have been funding in Nepal since around 2000. And then in just about 11 years ago, we added the country of Laos to our international
work. Let's go back
to
Nepal for a second. About how much do you all fund in Nepal?
So we fund 15%, up to 15% of our total giving each year. So it's about $1.5 million is our budget.
And where does the money go to in Nepal?
The money goes to NGOs, which are non-governmental
organizations.
Correct, the equivalent of nonprofits here.
Uh-huh.
And we've established some really solid relationships built on trust and long-term funding.
Mm-hmm.
We work with the Women's Leadership Group. We work with the Natural Resource Conflict Transformation Group. We've worked with working women journalists. We work very closely with the Asia Foundation, who has a office in Nepal in Kathmandu, and their headquarters is located in San Francisco, so we have close proximity to them as a partner. And
you said the first one, you know, you were talking about orphanages. Do you, are there orphanages
supported there, or
is this just organizations and then they support?
Correct.
Does it sound like women journalists? I mean, what do they do?
So Working Women Journalists is a nonprofit group. For example, mm-hmm. they volunteer their time to be journalists. And so we gave them a little bit of seed money
mm-hmm.
to grow their capacity, buy some equipment, travel into more of the far-reaching northern and southern and western and eastern parts of Nepal, and to work on journalism as a whole. When we first started funding in Nepal, we did very tangible small things,
mm-hmm.
Helping to get midwives to communities to save babies. Getting medical equipment to villages to help with health and safety, small water systems, agricultural improvement,
things
sustainability.
That would help the people there. It would help
Absolutely.
Them in their daily lives.
And one of the things that's been so effective is we listen to the Nepalese and have them tell us the ways we can help them be successful.
Okay. So does that still go on?
It does still go on. We still do small grants as well as multi-year long-term grants. We've ridden a very interesting journey with Nepal because through the process of funding them, they have become a democracy. They've gone through horrific earthquakes and other natural things that have happened in the country. And we've stayed with them, and it's been a wonderful experience, and we feel like the foundation's really made some progress.
What about, equality, women's rights, all those kind of things? Or
I can tell you that part of the reason our board is committed to the long term of being in Nepal is nothing happens overnight. One of the things we've learned in peacemaking and equity and rights is it often takes, at least as much time to get out of some sort of a former crisis or injustice. So, yes, the answer is yes. We've seen progress. We've had to be patient. It's come in bits and spurts. We know many women firsthand who would not even have been able to look you in the eye, Carl, and say their name to you, who are now up public speakers,
it does take
leading
time.
all kinds of causes.
And people don't realize. See, I understand this. Because we go into a place and you're talking about a nation building. Now, see, you can't do that because you don't have the assets, and it takes a lot of different types of assets. So we stayed in Germany. We're still in Germany. We're still in Japan. And it changes the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your freedoms that are guaranteed to you. These are the things you can do. Germany and Japan embraced that. A little bit different than we do, but they still embraced it. When we talk about places like Iran, Iraq, other places in the Middle East, it's going to take a change of generations there to change how they think. What you need to do is remove a whole generation, maybe a generation and a half, and start with the 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds or 3-year-olds and raise them that way. So when you say that, I understand what you're talking about, but if you can see little increments like that,
absolutely. So, it's very rewarding.
Okay. Laos.
So the reason we moved into Laos is small dollars, go a long way in third world countries. But it is expensive to administer the programs. Our staff travel, and we believe very strongly that our staff need to be present in the countries we serve, in the counties we serve. We need to be out on the ground, knowing our partners. So the board decided that it maybe to make our expense a little more, go a little bit further to run our international program, let's entertain looking at a second country. So our staff person responsible for our international work at that point in time looked at several different countries in Southeast Asia that would neighbor Nepal. And during that process, we realized that we have several Southeast Asian employees on our own staff who've been with us for a very long time. And one of them mentioned, what about Laos? And it was one of those.
Are they some of the Machard refugees?
Some of these
on your staff?
We on our staff are not so much refugees. They're people who have come to the local Reading area for family, for other opportunities.
But the Montagnards, that group,
and,
or and others.
And others.
Okay.
Because
I know we have a big community there.
Yes. And so these have been, you know, long-term employees of ours, and we thought to ourselves, well, why not? Let's look at Laos. You know, Laos, by contrast to Nepal, is a small country, about 6 million people. And so we thought, okay, this is a small place. Again, we can try it. We can start small and see if we make a difference. And if so, we can stick with it. In Laos, we've worked on several things that have to do with the Mekong River, water sources, sustainability, helping villages to be more, to sustain themselves through year-round crops and entrepreneurial ideas. We've also worked on access to justice, getting justice out into some of the rural communities through things like legal aid clinics, for example.
How's that go over in Laos, legal aid clinics?
It's gone very well.
How's the government handle that?
It's gone very well because we've done two things especially smart, we think. One, we've worked with a local partner, the Asia Foundation, again, in Vientiane. And they have a long-standing presence in Laos and a good relationship with the leadership in Laos. And also, we have been very transparent with our partners. We've, again, worked small, looking for success to build upon. And we've been very well received by the Ministry of Justice and all the officials.
In Nepal, you spend like 1.6.
No, we spend 1.5 total on both countries combined.
Oh, both. Okay. All right. Okay, thanks. Okay, well, you know what? Frankly, I've never been to Nepal. I think, you know, I hear of Kathmandu. I mean, everybody should go see Kathmandu once, right?
They should.
What's the altitude there?
The altitude is, okay, you got me there for a minute, over 5,000.
Over 5,000. It's over a mile. We'll look it up. We're here with Shannon Phillips, who is the director, vice president of operations for the McConnell Foundation. Been there 22 years. We have some more questions here. You know, the thing, you know, and it's interesting. Okay, we've been talking other countries. Now we're going to, the next half of our show, we're going to talk what we're doing in country, in state, in town, and other things like that. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has remodeled everything. They still have the TMB Cuties, of course, and the best walk-in humidor in Northern California. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Plus, they also support veterans organizations and this community in so many different levels. Shelly and her people over there at Tobacco and Brew open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunts Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your Level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, right downtown here in Redding. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a wonderful day. It's 62 degrees right now, going up to 91. A lot of things going on around here. At 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. That's right. Head on down there and catch up on your reading with Car and Track and aviation magazines and all those kind of things. Cosmopolitan is not in their magazine rack, by the way. Nor is Dr. Phil on the TV. Head on down there. It's a good place. All right. I'm here with Shannon Phillips, who is the Vice President of Operations over there at McConnell Foundation. And I started off by saying, you know, people love the dichotomy that you've got people that just love the McConnell Foundation and other people that think you are the devil. Mm-hmm. And that's strange. And we haven't really touched on that yet, but we talked about how you give $15 million a year grants. Okay, $1.5 million of that goes to Nepal and Laos. Probably people think, oh, they put all their money in Nepal and Laos. Well, it's not true. It's $1.5 million. That leaves a lot of money. So where other grants do you give during the year? $15 million a year, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. So we have a children, youth, and education program, and some of the primary grants that we're working on in that program right now are North State Together, which is a collaborative that we're involved in with Shasta College, and also College Options. Those would be two big examples. We also have a scholarship program where we offer scholarships to high school students who are going to four-year colleges and universities or College of the Siskiyous or Shasta College. And we serve kids in five counties.
Now, how do you apply for that?
So the students apply through their high schools. They're all aware of our program.
Mm-hmm.
It's both need and merit based. We have a very successful program that we're really proud of. We have a program officer who works directly and intimately with each of our students from the start of their college career until completion.
Great.
And we're really starting to see
a difference. How successful has that been?
It's been we're in the high 90s in terms of our retention.
Well, of completion.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
And Dave Tanner, who's
and how many people do you think that? How many students would you say?
We've been funding this program for 11 years, and we serve about 23 students a year, give or take a student or two.
Okay.
And Dave stays right with them. And, you know, one of the things that's been really exciting about this program is that the relationship building that takes place helps the student migrate college. If they, come across some obstacles along the way, he's a person to help them find the resources they need to stay in school. We also serve quite a few first-generation college students. And that's been extremely rewarding because we feel like we're helping to inch up the number of college going rates in the North State.
And that's our five counties, our five northern counties. This
Correct.
Isn't from L.A. or any of those places.
Nope.
Like that.
Only Modoc, Siskiyou, Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties.
Love it. Okay.
So that's a great program. We also have a Yosemite program where we send students who are sophomores or juniors in high school to Yosemite National Park for a week-long environmental education camp. We tuition the students, so there's no expense to them. And this is about 125 kids, roughly, each year. They, again, come from five counties.
Mm-hmm.
We mix them all up. They're high-achieving, average, and at-risk students, and they're all mixed in together. They have
like boot camp.
Absolutely, like boot camp.
Except they don't put them through the boot camp stuff.
It's physically pretty rigorous, and I will say,
but it also gets people out of their comfort zones where they're having to interact with other people that they would never ordinarily do.
Absolutely, and in an environment where technology is almost non-existent, so the cell phone stays behind because of lack of service.
So you may find a kid that comes from a at-risk kid that shines in something like this, and then the one that's very bright and all this needs to be taken care of.
And that is
in a way.
That's the beauty of the program.
Yeah, like
We've
it.
Also found that many of our students who do go to the Yosemite program, it's the first time they've been that far out of their home county. Or it's the first time they've been to a national park. So it's been a great experience.
Do they camp out there or they stay in a...
They stay in cabins tent cabins.
Tent cabins, okay.
It's rustic. It's not intended to be too comfortable.
Right.
We also do a lot of work in trails and open space. So a good amount of funding and energy and expertise on our staff is spent on trails and connections and walkable, livable, bikeable.
You do a lot of things right around here. I mean,
yes,
you're building a lot of the extensions and connections.
Correct.
Here in Redding.
Correct.
Okay.
Brian Sent, who is a longtime staff member of the foundation, has been a great partner with the City of Redding and our natural resource agencies locally. And we've made hundreds of miles of trail have mm-hmm. been completed over the last decade. We also have our McConnell Fund, which is administered through the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. It's for projects that are $50,000 and less. We give about $750,000 to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation annually. And they distribute those grants of $50,000 and under throughout the five counties we serve again.
And those are are examples of what they do. Is it like nonprofit? Are they all nonprofits?
They're all nonprofits. Schools are government agencies.
Okay.
I know that you're a big supporter of veterans, and mm-hmm. an example would be probably four or five grants under $50,000 have been made through the McConnell Fund to veterans organizations in Shasta County and surrounding areas.
Do you know which ones those are?
I do. Things like the Veterans Recovery Project. We did a landscaping transition house assistance program. Northern California Veterans Cemetery. We've made some improvements there, tents and other things. Shasta County Office of Veteran Affairs, a bike rack, which was fun.
It's got a fish or a flag on it or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Northern California Veterans Supporting Group, materials and installation. We're helping with the plaques that will be part of the upcoming Veterans Celebration. And we gave a van wheelchair equipped to the Siskiyou County Veterans Office.
Okay. Well, good, because a lot of people think that the McConnell Foundation doesn't support veterans organizations. You don't directly, but you do it through this other...
Through
your grant making.
We are also a partner with Shasta College and KIXC, and we're proud to be a sponsor of a Vietnam War panel that's going to take place at Shasta College on November 7th, and it's free and open to the public.
If an organization wants to submit a grant application, what would be the first step?
The first step is to go to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation's website and pull up the McConnell Fund grant guidelines.
Okay. All right. That was just a question that came in. You know, I'm going to take an early break because I want to come back because there's a lot of things. Okay, $15 million comes out, and it's all in those five counties except for Nepal and...
Laos.
Mm-hmm. And Laos.
And I'd love to tell you about a few of those big projects.
And I want to do that. And the other thing I want to... I'm going to ask this one real quick now. Why do you think the dichotomy? Why do you think this is... Because I've heard this since I've been here. McConnell, they're trying to buy the town up. Blah, blah, blah. And McConnell, my gosh, they do all these things that you're talking about. Why?
I think it's a little overwhelming to people that we have over $400 million in assets. And so sometimes people think we have an agenda that we don't. We talk internally about maybe that's our problem is we haven't had a clearer agenda. We are a broad...
And we've talked about that. I agree with that.
We're a broad purpose funder. We fund in lots of areas.
Know about it. And that's one of the things that this is one of the reasons you're here, of course, is people don't realize it. Because I've heard for a long time, no, they don't give any money to veterans organizations. Have you heard that, Bob? Yeah. See, people hear that. But see, that's not true.
Right.
Not that it can't be better, and we'll push on that. But it's not true. It's just maybe it's the way it's distributed that people don't realize it. So
I think that's absolutely the case. And the other thing is, you know, money is, to many, equates to power, and people think that with money goes power. So to whom much is given, much is expected.
Yeah.
And we know that, you know, we've been doing this since 1988. So we need to keep telling our story over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
And that's why we appreciate opportunities like being here today.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of questions out there. I mean, at least just listen to the questions I've had. Where's the money go to? Oh, okay. Well, you're thinking, oh, Nepal and Laos are getting $5 million apiece. Well, no, that's not true. That's not what's happened. Or you're not getting into the veterans. And, oh, but yeah, but there is. There has been over the, I don't know how long this goes on. And there's other questions, too, that you're answering here today. Okay, we've got to take a break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. You know, right now, it's a time to get that monitor heater, Toyo heater, and Toyo water heater looked at. And you can do it through SST Oil. Plus, of course, they will deliver you that oil for your heaters. You know, it's going to be cold, everybody. It's going to start getting cold here. We're having like our 2 days of fall. And then it's going to be rainy and cold. You need to set up an appointment today with SST Oil, 241-1167. They've got so many different things that they do and they offer out there for the SST Oil. It's a company, it's an employee-owned business who has done extremely well up here, and started back in the 50s, and they also do a lot for our community. They also support a lot of great community efforts. SST Oil, again, 241-1167 to get those heaters checked. We'll be right back.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them.
Becky and her team used the Strang's recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 458732.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our last segment here at 10 minutes before the hour. I've got another great organization and business right here in town is Wellgate Sports Club. Not only can you work out and get into their spin yoga, is the, you can do spinning and then do yoga right after that. And it's just an outstanding place to work out. All the type of apparatuses you want. Clean, professional, everything, Wellgate Sports Club. Plus the only indoor swimming pool, saltwater swimming pool, and Boheme Spa. So after you have a good workout, you can go down and have your mani-pedi right after that. At Wellgate Sports Club, corner of Eureka and Court Street. We're here with Shannon Phillips, who's the Vice President of Operations at McConnell Foundation. First time in 8 years we got, you know, that we started talking about other things, and you know that one of the things McConnell Foundation needs is to have to let more people appreciate what they do. You know, and like any organization, they're not perfect, and they're the first ones that say that, but there's a lot of things they do for our community people don't know. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Hey, I was one of the privileged people to get to know Mr. and Ms. McConnell, and they were very, very good people, very giving, and they love people. But the one thing about it would be nice is if they had been let people know how greedy the welfare-type attitude people have around. They want to tell somebody how to give a gift to them. And that is not the way. A gift comes from the heart of the giver, not from the heart of the receiver.
There you go, buddy. That's
beautiful.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is the process perfect? No. Mm-hmm. Is there other people out there that are just as worthy? They don't get it? Yes. But at least you have a process. Okay. Big things you all are working on.
So big things. I'm going to touch on a couple quickly. We were just major funders in the brand new library in Tehama County in Red Bluff. It's absolutely beautiful. It just opened this past month. We are a lead gift in Mayor's Memorial Hospital up in Fall River Mills. They're building a new emergency room, which is long overdue for that community and will be a wonderful asset. We're major funders in the Weed Community Center, located in the heart of Weed, and is part of the long-term recovery plan for Weed following the Bulls fire.
Yeah, for those who don't understand that, a lot of weed burnt down.
Including the community center.
Including the community center in a arson set by a guy because he was mad at an apartment house. Jeez. Anyway.
So they've got a new community center that's under construction right now, and it's really going to be a beautiful asset. We recently gave a significant grant to the YMCA up in Yreka, and they've done some expansion. The YMCA in Yreka, by default, is the place where people go from children to late in life to exercise, recreate, collaborate, communicate, and have a sense of community. So it's been a great place for us to be a part of.
Okay. You've just bought a building here. Behind us.
Behind you.
Behind us.
Yes. No. If you're talking about the former Reading Police Station, we will be going before the Reading City Council this coming Tuesday night in open session to make our offer to the City of Reading to acquire the police station.
What do you all want to do with that? I can't imagine them not selling it to you. I mean, it's...
We're very.
I'm not sure what you want it for. I mean, you're gonna have to tear it down, but
we're very excited about this acquisition. So the first thing that we intend to do at the close of escrow is to demolish the brick police station building itself. For those of you who've been in Reading a long time, you know that part of the reason there's a new police station at City Hall is because it was deemed an unhealthy, unwell building for people to work in. And so we will demolish it.
It's a mess.
It is a mess, and there are no windows in that building.
No.
So we will demolish that building, but we'll keep the warehouse space that backs the alley. And we'll keep it at least temporarily to do some activation downtown. We hired Rachel Hatch, our new program officer in the area of community vitality, and she's going to be working with local community partners to establish some things that'll be fun. One of her favorite expressions is, you know, to have revitalization, you have to stumble on fun. And so we'll be doing some pop-up things. We'll be doing some...
In that area right there. Then.
In that area
so
right
leveled,
there.
It'll be leveled, and then people can...
We'll use the warehouse space for activation. So we may have to light it, for example, and do a few improvements.
Where's the warehouse space?
It's right along the alleyway. So if you step out...
Okay, I know what you're talking about. All right, now, because what I'm looking into it is where they park their cars.
Absolutely.
And okay.
So we'll take the parking area. We'll keep that. That's where people can mingle and visit. And,
right.
And so we're looking at doing that temporarily, maybe a six-month period, just to get some stimulation downtown about some new ideas and things that are drivers to bring people downtown. And then long-term, we do hope to turn it into a mixed-use development of some sort.
Okay. Does the now, do you all also own across the street?
We do not own across the street.
But who put in the bid for that? The old brothel and all that stuff.
So across the street is owned by the City of Reading. They own two lots, and then RABA owns the balance. And we are submitting an RFP to RABA. It's due this Friday for the bell rooms.
Okay. All right. So... Is McConnell Foundation trying to buy Reading?
We are not trying to buy Reading. You know, one of the things I would love for people to leave the show knowing is we're very fortunate that we get to be funders. We're very fortunate that we get to think short-term and long-term and be reactive and be planners. But we'd like to say we have no original ideas. And the hard work is done by the people who put the planning in place. We just have the good fortune of helping with some funding to move those plans along. So there are a great deal of projects in Reading that we've been part of. The Reading Library, the Cascade Theater, the River Trail, the Sundial Bridge, Turtle Bay. But without all the passionate people who do the work in those places, that funding would mean nothing. So we just enjoy being a partner. We're not trying to buy Reading. We're trying to work with people to look to the future of Reading. And like the mayor said yesterday, this is our city, and take advantage of the opportunities we have before us.
It's nice, and we talked a little bit about it today, that instead of seeing when you hear Facebook, you see the opiate epidemic. that you have, that you see something about fly fishing or the arts and things like this instead. You know, we got a problem, but you know what? And because we do travel, we see a lot of the problems that people have, the same problems we have, but they're worse. Yeah, you know, Vancouver, Seattle, Portland, they're worse than what we have here. Does that mean that we can't do better? No, but we've got to address that, too. But we've got so many great things around here.
We do, and we feel like we need to build a future of a community of what we want it to look like, not what we don't want it to look like. And that doesn't mean we have our head in the sand about all the issues we face, but if we can increase our success on multiple levels in the city, you know, we believe that, all tides rise the boat.
Well, Bethel gave $500,000 to the neighborhood police unit. The Reading Rancheria gave $200,000 for the district attorney's office, which I hope they're not using to prosecute the Cal case. Is this something that you all can get into? Can you donate? I know you gave money to One Safe Place.
Yes,
a lot of money.
A lot.
Is this something that y'all can get involved into, like to increase the, I don't know.
Well, we've had conversations with the leadership at Bethel as well as the leadership at the Rancheria and, Sierra Pacific Industries and other major partners in our area. And we realize none of us can be all things to all people.
Right.
So if we can each do our part collectively, it just makes the community better. So we all have our niches. And, for us right now, our commitment is to 10 years downtown Reading.
Okay. That's fair. So you want to see downtown Reading the way we envision it then. You want to see trees on here and all the sidewalks. I want to see people walking. I don't want to have to fight my way to the post office. So, though I do walk through every day just to see.
Good for you.
I've never been accosted by anybody. Thank you so much, Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations there. If you want to put in for grants, you go to the
Shasta Regional Community Foundation's website and click on McConnell Fund.
And they give out $15 million a year. Now, part of it, of course, is buying, $650,000 buildings that they are planning, for the future of Reading. And but go through there. If you've got a good plan, you can get up to $50,000.
Correct.
$50,000 plus. How much money do you put in that?
We put about $750,000 into that fund annually.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody. Hey, tomorrow, Thursday, great day. I hope everybody has a good day today. It's going to be a wonderful day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of today's official unveiling of a Republican tax reform blueprint, Congressman Mike Gallagher is upbeat.
Lowering the corporate rate to near 20% to make us competitive with the rest of the world makes sense. I think repatriate the $2.5 trillion that's overseas, invest it back here at home makes sense. I think collapsing the 7 rates into 3 makes sense.
The Wisconsin Republican on the Salem Radio Network, President Trump says middle class stands to benefit tremendously from the tax plan. Florida Senator Marco Rubio suggests there's been enough finger-pointing over the response to the hurricane disaster in Puerto Rico. The Republican